Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, a new NCAA Week 1 game preview between the TCU Horned Frogs and the Colorado Buffalo. So, if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Football and our podcast available each and every single day. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to podcasts. This game is going to be on September the 2nd at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. A little bit of a late start, but hey, college football is back. I think we can stay up a little bit later, at least early in the season, right? But this is going to be a good game, man. I can't wait to get into it. Let's talk about TCU first and foremost, the Horned Frogs. So TCU is in a bit of a rut. Last season, something to forget, 5-7. They got a brand new head coach coming in by the name of Sonny Dykes. So he's got a lot to work with, man, because TCU, they're a team that they need to be better than this. And will they get it done? We'll see. But let's talk about this offense, though. Offense was on fire last year, man. Number one, the Big 12 and third down conversions. Super efficient, threw the rock around all the place. And the ground game got about 200 yards a pop. Offensive line needs to be a little bit worked with, right? They average about 29 points a game. And Sonny knows how to get things rolling with offense. Horned Frogs, they know what to do, right? Quincy Brown on the outside, they can get it going. You get four of your top receivers coming back. And Quentin Johnson is a true number one target. Watch out for him. Darius Davis as well, someone to look out for, as well as Tay Barber and Blair Conwright to help out as well, with Max Duggan throwing to him, who people think that he could really take that next step into, you know, potential really solid, really good, not just good, but really good college football quarterbacks. Last season, 2,048 yards, 16 scores, and six picks last year. Ran the ball as well. He can do a lot. And you're helping him out. You're getting good. It is going to hurt with the running game, though. You're losing Zach Evans. He is gone to the Ole Miss Rebels. But you are getting Keandre Miller and Amari DeMicardo, who are going to help out in the backfield as well. Both those gentlemen combined for over 1,000 yards last year with about 11 scores. So not too shabby. Offensive line, like I said, needs a little bit of work. Not the greatest. They are experienced. But you do have Steve Avila as a bright spot, one of the best centers in the Big 12. Really good size, and I think he's going to help out. Also, Alan Ali is coming over from SMU, a really good top blocker who's going to be a guard spot. As for the defense, I mentioned the offense was good. The defense, not so much. The offense is really the story of the team last year. Defense allowed 462 yards a game, 35 points a game. Wasn't really much of a pass rush to speak of. Not really good against the run. Didn't do nothing on third down. It was a mess on defense last year, man. The pass rush, let's talk about that. You got to improve, man. You got to get things going. You're getting Dylan Horton, right? He's team top sackler. He's come back. And Terrell Cooper, he's come back in the interior. You have Sony Misi is going to be an anchor. But it's going to be rough. I mean, it probably won't get much better. I mean, the depth, I mean, you got a few guys coming over, Tymon Mitchell from Georgia, that should help. Caleb Fox from Stephen F. Austin. And, I mean, it ain't too much to speak of, man. Linebackers got some experience, but can they step up? D. Winters led team last year, bright spot, 74 tackles up the middle. Jamori Hoge as well. He's super quick, good speed, and he had 60 stops on the year. Those two guys should be the bright spot for this defense. The secondary, it was all right. It was mostly the pass rush that killed him last year. Secondary was okay. Trevius Hodge Tomlinson, a really good corner in the Big 12. Nuke Bradford as well, 42 tackles last year from the safety. Josh Newton and Mark Perry are coming over to help out. Mark Perry is actually from Colorado, so a bit of a revenge game, we'll say here. And some keys for this team to win, for TCU to win, for the offense, just keep the running game rolling. I mean, they did really good last year. If you can keep it going, I know you lost Zach Evans, but I think if you can help out, if you can get just your team rocking on, we know the passing game is going to be fine, but if you can get the running game going too, it's going to be an easy day. As for the defense, get that pass rush, man. You got to get something for the pass rush or else it's going to be a long day. Because we know the offense for TCU is fine, but the defense last year, it was rough. I mean, they only had 15 sacks last season as a team. That ain't going to cut it. You got to get a stronger pass rush this year. Let's keep it moving. Let's move on over to Colorado. Colorado last season, not too shabby, right? I mean, 4-8, but there's a lot to improve on. I mean, I say that because in 2020, right, they had a bowl appearance. I mean, they were looking really good. And last year, it just kind of all fell apart, to be honest, man. Offense, I mean, they couldn't get nothing going. 257 yards a game, second worst offense in college football. 18.8 yards or points per game. That ain't even much to speak of. Let's talk about the O-line, big guys up front. There's some guys moving around. Tommy Brown from Alabama is going to help out a lot. And you have some guys with some good vets. You got good pass protection, I think. The ground attack has to follow suit. You lost your leading rusher, though, Jarek Broussard. He's gone to the Spartans out there in Michigan State. But you're getting back, you get the guys who were there last year, as well as transfer Ramon Jefferson, who had almost 2,000 yards in two seasons. Not too bad. But who's going to be the quarterback? I mean, you know, JT Shrout, right? You know, he was at Tennessee for a hot minute. He was hurt last offseason, had a knee injury. Brandon Lewis is all right. I mean, he can't do much for his legs, but he can throw all right. And then Shrout is a better pure passer. But we don't really know who's going to take over this game. It's going to be interesting to see. But, I mean, there's still questions. There's no question about that. And, usually teams, you don't have a solidified or true quarterback going into the season. There's still question marks around it. I lose confidence in them. Tight end Brady Russell led team last year in receiving, only 25 catches, but he didn't get a touchdown, man. That sucked. He's coming back, though. He should be helping out. He should be getting a lot more help. Brendan Rice, he's going to USC. Dimitri Stanley, he went to Iowa State. But you do get a Baylor transfer, R.J. Sneed, who could help out for sure, and he'll be a major upgrade. So the offense, I mean, you know, ain't much to speak of. The defense, they didn't really get much help either. And run defense struggled. There wasn't many takeaways. The pass rush wasn't there as well. Finished last in the Pac-12 in terms of sacks and second to last in terms of defense. It's just total defense. It should get a little bit better. The pass rush, kind of like TCU, it's got to show up, man. Terrence Lang, a big dude, fits in the system. There's a bunch of 300-pound dudes in there who should just be throwing guys around. Carson Wells, he's gone from his hybrid road. It ain't looking good. Quinn Perry, he's coming back, the linebacker. And as for the secondary and stuff, right, Isaiah Lewis, he's coming back at safety spot. Mark Perry, like I mentioned, he went to TCU. So, I mean, like I said, that's going to be a fun thing to watch. Makai Blackman, he went to USC. Christian Gonzalez went to Oregon. I mean, this team just got riddled with guys leaving. But let's talk about their keys to success to win this game. On offense, just get some momentum, man. Get the chains moving. Get some first downs. Get some third downs as well. And for the defense, you know, pretty much like TCU, just get the pass rush going. make sure you can get to the team, get to the quarterback, get some tackles for loss, and get those big guys up front to help out. So we're going to see what this team's going to be doing. I think that for me, the final score for this one, I'm going to go with TCU getting the win of this one. I'm going to go with TCU by a score of 40, and I'm going to go Colorado 24. I just think TCU's offense is too good, and Colorado's just been eaten alive, man, by transfers. So I got TCU winning big in this one.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
But I want to hear your final predictions, your scores in the comments on Facebook and on YouTube. I would love to talk with y'all about it. Also, go leave us a review on our podcast, Spotify Podcast, Uber Lyft Podcast. We are available each and every single day. So go there and check us out while you're, you know, we have some quick videos. There's nothing crazy over there. 15, 30 minutes is normal. I mean, it's something you can do when you're driving to work, when you're having a nice workout, when you're making dinner for the family, or just enjoying life. If you're outside, it's a nice day. If you want to throw on, listen to some football, put us on there. We have a ton of content. And if you want to talk about a certain team, player, or any idea you may have, put it in the comments, and we will get to it and put it in our upcoming schedule. I've been your host today, Logan Laird. Have a great day, everyone.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.